This is a special series of Bible studies on the Gospel of Mark. It was done at the request of the Far East Broadcasting Company. The scripture reading is done by my good friend, Ken Brooks. Yes, this is the Emmaus Bible Hour, a program for you and your family, a time to study the Bible together.
The scribes came and heard them arguing, and recognizing that he'd answered them well, asked him, "What commandment is the foremost of all?" Jesus answered, "The foremost is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these."
Ken Brooks has just read Mark 12, verses 28 through 31 from the NASB translation. And this is just where we begin our studies today in the Gospel of Mark. Questioning. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, and here, a scribe. It was the third difficult question fired at the Lord Jesus that day. Often the Jewish leaders discussed this matter of what really was the foremost commandment. And while they were also noted for expanding on the law and breaking it up into many detailed regulations, they also had times when they tried to state the law in one sentence. And so here one of them challenged the Lord Jesus to do this. The Savior had the answer for him. He quotes from Deuteronomy 6 and verse 4, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." The very scribe that asked the question had probably recited those lines that very morning. Those were the opening lines of the Shema, the Hebrew Confession of Faith. It's a sentence that begins the service in the synagogue. I understand that this is true even today. And also these words were contained in little leather boxes that the devout Jews wore on his forehead and his wrist when he was praying. These words were also found in a little cylindrical tube that was put on the doorpost of the home. And so the scribe could agree 100% with these words. The Lord Jesus goes on then to quote man's responsibility to love the Lord and then to love his neighbor. The scribe was touched by the answer of the Lord Jesus.
And the scribe said to him, "Right, teacher, you have truly stated that. He is one, and there is no one else beside him. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as himself, is much more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he had answered intelligently, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And after that, no one would venture to ask him any more questions. Mark 12, 32 to 34.
The scribe agreed, and the Lord Jesus assured him that he was not far from the kingdom of God. But whether he got any closer, we're not told. We're probably right in saying that he got near, but he never entered in. King Agrippa said to Paul, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." But almost is not enough. To be near is not enough. One writer states, "There are thousands on every side who see much and know much of the religious truth, and yet they live and die undecided. There are few things which are so much overlooked as the length to which people may go in religious attainments and yet never be converted, never be saved. Let us beware of resting our hopes of salvation on mere intellectual knowledge. Education makes children acquainted with many things in religion of which their parents were once utterly ignorant. But education alone will never make a Christian in the sight of God." May we never rest until we're inside, until we've truly repented, really believed, and have become new creatures in Christ Jesus. Now Mark 12, verses 35 through 37.
And Jesus answering began to say, as he taught in the temple, How is it that the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David? David himself said in the Holy Spirit, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I put your enemies beneath your feet. David himself calls him Lord, and so in what sense is he his son? And the great crowd enjoyed listening to him.
Here the Lord Jesus uses an Old Testament message to show that it points prophetically to him. The Old Testament has many such passages if we'll only search for them. He's showing that he's the son of David. Yes, this could be proved by a genealogy and is in the New Testament. But here he's teaching much more. He's David's son, yes, but he's also David's Lord. And right here is where they stopped. And it's the place where many people stop. You look over the religions today. Many are willing to say that the Lord Jesus was David's son in his line, that he was a good man, a great teacher. But to say that he's David's Lord, to say that he's God, they stop. And they stand with the scribes and the Pharisees. In this passage, the Lord Jesus is teaching his humanity and also his deity.
And in his teaching, he was saying, Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and like respectful greetings in the marketplaces and chief seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They are the ones who devour widows' houses and for appearances' sake offer long prayers. These will receive greater condemnation.
In this passage, the Lord Jesus unmasked the scribes. To wear a long robe in that day was a sign that you were important. They liked to be addressed as rabbi, which literally means my great one. At the feast, they took over the first reclining places. That's the word used here. We know at their feast that they didn't sit on chairs, but they reclined on couches. These men took advantage of widows in a financial way and covered it all up with long prayers. The list was long. And then in contrast to all of this, the Lord Jesus singles out a poor widow who cast her two mites into the treasury. These two mites had a total value of about one centavo. And yet the Savior said that she cast in more than all the rest. Hers was sacrificial giving. The Lord Jesus judges not by how much we give, but how much we have left. This poor widow gave all she had. Thinking back over our lesson, here's one who really loved the Lord. Here's one who was all out in her devotion. We're not in need of scribes today and their impressive clothing or long prayers. We need more like the widow, who are all out for the Lord, whether anyone is looking or not. We need those who will trust in the Lord with all their heart, and then will serve him with all the heart.
I'm learning. Every day now I'm learning to lead.